Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationships, maybe cross with them, am I the arsehole as well? And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? Let's crack on with today's first story. This story comes from Stuck in 2, and it does come with an update. It's titled, I, 33 male, messed up with my wife, 30 female, over my parents, early 60s, and I don't know how to fix things. And just a warning before we do get into the story, there is a mention of miscarriage in the story as well. So if you do want to skip the story, please feel free to use the timestamps. That's what they're there for. Thank you. Throw away because I hope my wife doesn't see it. Some background, I'm an only child, and it's been drilled into me from an early age that I need to be there for my parents when they get older. For the most part, I don't mind. They've done their best to give me what I need, and I'm only too glad to help out when I can. When I got married, I was happy to know my wife shared this sentiment too. She treats my parents like her own for the most part. The issue? My parents are currently here visiting us. They've been here for 2 months and the plan is for them to stay another 3 weeks. This hasn't been an issue for us. A couple of days ago, my wife had what she thought was her period, but after some time, she was in a lot of pain. So I rushed her to ER where we were told she was having a miscarriage. This was a huge surprise to both of us because we didn't suspect anything. She was sent home with orders to rest and take it easy, and upon her insistence, we told my parents that she'd had a stomach upset and that along with her period made things worse. The next day, my wife was in bed resting, and this part is based on what she told me since I was at work. My mother entered the room and asked her when she was getting out of bed, as there was work to be done. She politely replied that she wasn't feeling well and that she would be staying in bed all day. But if my mum wanted something to be done, to note it down and that she would do it the following day. My wife, let's call her Lucy, told my mum that if it was truly an urgent matter, she would ask me to take care of it in the evening. My mum proceeded to yell at her and tell her she was a no good lazy bitch who took advantage of her son. Lucy started crying and asked my mum to leave the room, but my mum stood there yelling at her till Lucy picked up the phone and called me. Apparently, she did so my mum left the room, and Lucy got out and locked the door. I picked up her call and she was still crying and wasn't able to give me an answer, so I rushed home at lunchtime. She told me the whole story, and I'm ashamed to say I didn't believe it. My mum had never behaved like that ever, and I didn't see her doing it. I got Lucy to take a nap and asked my mother what happened, and she told me that she just asked Lucy what she wanted for lunch and Lucy started crying. I messed up again and let it slip that Lucy had a miscarriage and told my mum to keep an eye on her because it might have been her hormones causing her to cry. Well, 2 hours later, I got back from work and I get another call from Lucy, except this time I can hear my mum screaming terrible things at Lucy about her miscarriage. I rushed home immediately and confronted my parents. My mum was unrepentant and my dad said he didn't want to be dragged into the issue. I asked Lucy what she wanted and she told me she wanted my parents out of the house immediately. This posed a problem for me and I told her I'd put them up in a hotel somewhere for a night or two. She lost it and said I wasn't going to spend a single dollar on them, not after the things my mum had said to her. I told her sorry, but that was out of the question as my parents depended on me. She started weeping and told me to get out and I left her alone for some time. During that time, she'd called her brother who lives in the next town and he turned up. He didn't say a single word, just helped Lucy pack and they left. I tried to stop her and to get her to stay, but all she told me was as long as my parents were here, she would not be. I didn't know what to do. I just kept calling her and leaving her messages for her. My parents took it upon themselves to call up her parents, who live in a different country, and essentially insult them by telling them that if they brought up their daughter better, she wouldn't have left. I had to snatch the phone away from them and apologize to her parents. They were totally baffled, so I explained everything to them, after which they hung up on me. That hurt. I left a message apologizing again, but they haven't replied. The next day, I got a message from my wife asking me to come by her brother's place. I went after work and we spoke. She told me it wasn't fair that she couldn't be in her own house while my parents were. According to her, it felt like being punished for no fault of her own. And then she told me that if my parents weren't out by the end of the week, on their own money, not ours, she would leave me. I know my parents need to go, but each time I tell them, my dad refuses to buy a ticket to leave and says they'll leave when they plan to leave. And if I keep pressuring them, they'll disown me. I can't get them out of the house. I'm at work all day. If I don't get them out, my wife will leave me, and I can't imagine having a life without her. My parents don't care that she'll leave me. My wife doesn't care that my parents might disown me. Yesterday, her brother called me up and told me that each day my parents are in our home and she isn't, she hates me a little more. I don't know what to do. I don't want to get the police to kick my parents out because, well, they are my parents. I can't lose my wife. I can't see a way out of this. Help me, please. And I'm just going to give you a brief overview of the comments, and basically they just erupted at OP and the parents, saying the parents got to go, like, immediately, now, call the police. That, you know, that OP made a commitment to his wife, and he should be defending her, not his parents, who are treating her this way, and him this way as well. And with that being said, we're going to go to the small update, then the full update. So the small update says, told my parents to leave or I'll call the cops. They're flying out to stay with my aunt for the remaining 3 weeks. My mum trashed the house, but they are out. I'm going to pick up my wife now. Got a lot of grovelling to do. Not sure if I want to stay in contact with my parents anymore. Thanks, everyone. So we're going to the full update now to see what happened next. Long story. Long. OP's wife here. He showed me this post and we're having our much needed conversation, and wow, it got a lot of replies. First, I was blown away by all the support in the comments. I wanted to let everyone know that I've been fine for the most part. This miscarriage was sudden and unexpected, and neither of us knew how to feel about it, but we've come to terms about it, and hopefully in the near future we'll have a more positive result. Secondly, to add some context to the previous post, we're Indian and in our culture, it's kind of a given that you help your parents as they grow older. It's also a common thing for parents to have a long visits and whatnot. Third, my husband is a good guy. I can understand the vitriol coming his way over failing to see his parents' past behaviour. But the thing is, neither of us were able to believe his parents were capable of such behaviour. He hasn't spent much time with his parents. Growing up, he stayed with his aunt and cousin to attend school, and with his grandparents during his college days, so he's never actually spent extended periods of time at home to note their behaviour. The most time I've spent with them in the past was a week, and my parents were there too during that time. Okay, on to the actual update. After he kicked his parents out, my husband, Jack, came down to my brother's apartment to, in his words, take me home. Before he did though, we had a long, long conversation and spoke about everything, which is how we came to the first and third points mentioned before. My brother was a champ and lent us his apartment for the night to give us privacy. I asked Jack what his plans with his parents were, and he told me he's not going to let them back into our lives until they apologise. If they do, then we'll allow them to see any future children, but it will always be supervised and they will never be left alone with them. He's on my side 100% and apologised for taking his parents' side. He told me it was hard for him to believe his parents, whom he'd always held in high esteem, were capable of behaviour like that. I cried with him. I can't imagine what he's going through, having to cut your parents out of your life like that, but I'm glad he's on my side. We'll be going for a few sessions of counselling together, and I'm hoping to persuade him to go individually too, to handle this whole cutting parents out situation. The next day, he booked a hotel room for the two of us, asked me to spend the day doing whatever I wanted to kick back and order room service. He then organised for cleaners to clean our apartment up so I wouldn't have to do anything. He even got the carpet steam cleaned. I was amazed. The room service was amazing. I'm a bit sad having to cook now, lol. We're now firmly back home and it's good to be here, just the two of us. As for his parents, they've flown to stay with his aunt Sandra. In my view, the best place for them, because she takes absolutely no BS at all. He was going to call her and let her know what happened, but she ended up calling him the night his parents landed there, asking why we'd kick them out. He told them exactly what happened, told her not to let them spread rubbish against me, and she told him she'd take care of it. He also called a few of his close cousins to let them know what happened, so now, if his parents try to drive his family against us, they can't. She called up again last night, telling us how frustrated they were that no one seemed to sympathize with them. Jack told me that he heard his mum screaming in the background about the devil her son had married, and Sandra yelled back at her, "You're the devil, hold your tongue." Apparently, when my mother-in-law got married to my father-in-law, her mother-in-law expected her to wait hand and foot on her and do all the chores, so on and so forth, and she was waiting for Jack to get married so she could get the same treatment in return. It kind of explains why his father didn't say anything earlier. He's been so used to his mother's, Jack's grandma, treat his wife, Jack's mum, that way, so he didn't blink an eye when his wife yelled those things at me. I actually sometimes feel a little sorry for his mum, being married to someone who let them be treated that way. I hope that his parents spending time with Sandra will knock some sense into them, and they'll understand that unless they apologise, they won't have anyone to support them. Oh, and we spoke to my parents as well and cleared things up with them. I think they consider Jack a son more than they did before now. And while we both thanked my brother several times, we've called him over the next weekend and we're going to be taking him out to a great dinner. I'm making him lots of the food he likes to take back with him. If you have any other suggestions on how to thank him, let me know. Okay, so that's everything I think. We're now going to binge watching Doctor Who and order pizza. Thanks again for all your replies. Oh, I don't know why that nearly set me off towards the end there about buying, you know, the brother a great dinner. It just shows the love towards the brother there. And I gotta say, firstly, sorry for what you've been going through. It sounds like an absolute shitty time with what you've been dealing with. Then these assholes on top as well. But I gotta say as well, Aunt Sandra. Holy moly. We all need an Aunt Sandra in our lives, don't we? I would have loved to have been a fly on that wall when she turned around and said, "You're the devil, hold your tongue." But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Boy. Now today's story comes from a throwaway account titled "Sister is Friends with My Ex's Wife, Who Leaked My Nudes and Family Won't Let Me Go No Contact with Sister." I met a guy named James Smith 3 years ago through work and we started dating. He had two jobs in two different cities, so I only saw him when he was in town. 1.5 years into our relationship, I got a message from a woman named Jane Smith telling me to stay away from her husband. James confessed to being married, but said the marriage was awful and they were separated, and Jane was unwilling to divorce, so we had to wait until we could get a divorce without her consent. I believed him and we stayed together for another few months, until James gave me the whole truth. They weren't separated. They lived together in the other town. James only had the one job, in my town, so he would come here, work and see me, then go back to his wife. Jane found out, and James has spent the last few months regaining her trust and finding a new job in the town they lived in, so it was over with us. I was devastated. We'd been together nearly 2 years, and even with the affair, this was still the healthiest romantic relationship I'd ever had, and my kid loved him. When James left, I wrote him one final message, telling him that I loved him and I always would, and if things with Jane didn't work out, I would be here. I got a reply asking if I meant that, so I sent a response doubling down. I got another reply, still from John's account, written by Jane, calling me names, saying I had to learn a lesson, and within a couple of days, several accounts were plastering every social media platform with nudes I'd sent to James, tagging me, calling me even more names and adding my contact info. Every time I reported one, two more would pop up. At one point, Jane directly sent the pictures to my father. I had to leave my job and I moved in with my dad. I was at my lowest and I wanted to die. I did something really stupid and had to go to a mental health facility to recover. This was all in the span of a few months. When I was out, my sister, Allie, told me she had messaged Jane, telling her what I had done. Jane took down the accounts. I got it confirmed that the accounts were gone, but the pictures are on the internet forever. I started going to therapy and looking for jobs with little success either. A few months later, Allie told me that Jane would like to speak to me, but I refused to talk to her. A few more months passed and Allie casually mentioned something Jane said, and that's how I found out she was talking to Jane. And they'd been talking since Allie first messaged Jane months before. I asked Allie if she was joking and she said Jane was sorry and wanted a friend. I asked why Allie had to be that friend and Allie said that she and Jane had a friendship entirely separate to me and I should know by now to leave Jane's relationship alone. I didn't speak to Allie for weeks after that and when we reconnected last month, Allie said she values her relationship with Jane and won't end it. Allie can be friends with whoever she wants, I don't care anymore. I don't want a relationship with Allie. The problem I'm having with that is that I'm still living with Dad and Dad wants Allie here. She doesn't live here but she visits multiple times per week. I only recently got a new job and can't afford to move out yet. We have other siblings and I've asked them and my stepmom for help and they are staying out of it. I've said that even if I could just get a heads up when Allie is coming over, I could take my son out while Allie sees Dad. But when I suggested that, Dad said he's not going to make Allie ask for an invitation to come over. I feel like I've spent the last year at the end of a very fragile tether and every time I see Allie, I feel like that tether gets closer to breaking. I don't want to put my mental health on other people, especially not Dad. But I can't be around Allie and no one seems to understand why. How can I convince my family to let me go no contact with Allie? Isn't there a lot of laws against what Jane had done in this situation? But I'm guessing it would depend on the location here. But for your final question there, how can I convince my family to let me go no contact with Allie? You don't have to convince your family, you do what you want. If you want to be no contact with someone, that's what you need to do. I personally don't think you ask for too much here, you know, to let you know when Allie's coming over. The only reason I can think that they won't let you know is because they think that you're going to magically reconcile, which I think is pretty obvious won't be the case in this situation. So I think when Allie turns up, you just get your stuff and, you know, have a to-go bag and go with your child to get out of there. But something that was really frustrating to me in this is that James is still, like, wandering around doing his own thing, you know. Seems to have gotten away with everything. The hell's that about? But before we do move on to the update, let's cover a couple of comments to see what they say. So, Individual says, nobody gets to decide who you speak to and who you don't speak to but yourself. Misbehave says, you don't have to acknowledge nor speak to Allie just because she's in your presence. Feel free to ignore her existence all you want. To which OP replies saying, that was the plan, but Dad says it's rude to ignore a guest and to ignore family, and Allie happens to be both. So even if I just shut myself in a room somewhere and try to ignore them and go about my business, Dad then berates me later for ignoring my sister because she wants a good relationship with me and Dad wants us to get along. I'm the only person who is not good with that. Blade982 says don't speak to her. Leave when she comes over. Work on being financially stable enough to not rely on your dad. You can't force your family to cut your sister off. That's not how it works, unfortunately. And you can't control who comes and goes in a house that's not yours. And OP replies saying, I wouldn't expect them to cut Allie off. My goal here is just for them to let me know when Allie is coming over so I can leave and maintain my cutting her off. Because I'm currently working from home, so I can't always pack up and leave on short notice. But if I knew when she was on her way, I could be out in time. I'm hoping to be able to leave in May, but it will probably be the end of May, which is almost 4 months from now. I'm likely to need first and last month's rent plus a deposit before I can go anywhere, and I would like to have also a safety net of an extra month of rent, but I can deal without the safety net. And one more from Forest Fairy OK who says, I think your best bet is to tell Allie. Listen, I know you like Jane and I'm happy you have friends, but this person ruined my career, ruined my life and ruined my reputation. I did not seek out a married man. I was lied to the same as she was, and not only did my heart get broken, but I got destroyed in the process. I'm sure Jane is a nice person, and that is why you are friends, but what she did to me was unforgivable. Knowing that you had passed information about her to me, and about me to her, despite what happened, makes me afraid and distrusting. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to heal, and I can't heal when I'm worried my information will be passed to this person, and I can't heal around someone I can't trust. I'm not able to move past this yet, and I need space and time. Please respect this by leaving me alone when you visit. If you could give me a heads up by texting me to let me know you're on the way, so I could either leave or mentally prepare. That would go a long way towards proving that my mental health matters to you, and would help rebuild that trust. Not only does it make how and why you feel this way clear, but it also puts reconciliation back in her court. Our relationship matters to you. Prove it by giving me the space and time to trust you again. That text message as a heads up will go a long way. I think that's an excellent comment, but now let's move on to the update to see what happens next. First off, I heard back from this thing that I applied for that I assumed I was rejected from. So I now have a new job lined up for a few hours away that pays better. Will let me move out sooner in terms of the school options and me having more time to spend with him. Once I knew I had that, I sat down with Dad and Ali and said that while I knew I was not blameless in what happened, Jane's actions had driven me to suicide. And just knowing that Jane had a direct line to me through Ali and that Ali had been reporting back to Jane was affecting my mental health. I said I appreciated Dad helping me out and I didn't want him to think that I was trying to dictate him in his own home, but this was affecting me. So for the month until my new move out date, I either needed Ali to stop speaking to me or a warning that she was coming so I could leave. Ali said I was unreasonable, but Dad came around, saying I wasn't asking for much. He told Ali that from now on if she was coming over, she had to let us know, which was all I really wanted in the first place. Ali then showed up unannounced 3 days later with Jane. I grabbed my son, took him upstairs and stayed with him long enough to convince him to stay there. When I went downstairs, Dad was tearing into Jane. When Jane saw me, she slapped me and then started insulting me. Dad told her to get out. He gave Ali an ultimatum, Jane or us, and Ali refused to choose, so Dad chose for her. The next day, at least 3 new accounts had been created with my naked pictures on them, tagging my new social media. After that, Dad urged me to look into a legal case again, and his urging plus the comments on the last post convinced me. Dad went with me to meet a few different legal teams, and we ultimately decided to go with a civil case, which every legal team we spoke to said would be a lot less intensive and a lot safer for me in terms of my mental health. My team said they sent a letter to Jane's team, who have already asked to meet in mediation, and they think Jane wants to settle, as it was clearly a quick decision on their end, probably stopped me from going for the criminal case given Jane's recent actions. My legal team are also handling the photos for me, taking down as many as they can using copyright. I debated posting this, but I've gotten a lot of messages asking for an update, and there was a lot of comments on my last post that encouraged me to do this exact thing, and I wanted to take the opportunity to thank people who left those comments, because I probably wouldn't have done this without them. So thanks. I don't know if I need advice at this point, but if there's anything anyone can think of, it would be appreciated. Thanks again. Then OP made one final comment that said, "Thank you, I'm actually moving closer to where everything went down. I was living somewhere else, then moved in with my dad a few hours away, and now I'm moving somewhere a little closer to the first town. But I didn't get Ali that information, so she can't give it to Jane, and the emotional distance has definitely been put in place, and I'm building on that. Jane and James are actually divorced, or divorcing. I'm not clear where they are in the process, but James left her over what she did to me, so he's not there for her to hold him accountable. Which is why I think it's all being aimed at me. That's your sister's treating you this way after everything you've been through, everything you said in that post, and then Jane puts more photos online to your and attaches it to your new social media. I'm glad you went down the legal route with this. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Once again, guys, thank you for joining me today and getting involved in today's stories. Your love, time, and support always does mean the world to me, and I just want you to know that. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.